Good afternoon. Thank you for holding. Is this Jared?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Andy. I'm one of the specialists. I handle pricing for the area. How's your day going so far?
It's pretty good. It's going pretty well, Andy. How about yours?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It feels like a Tuesday. I almost said happy Tuesday, but we made it, right? Just
right.
One of those weeks.
Yeah, it's coming to an end, so.
Oh, yeah. TGIF. And
right?
Absolutely.
Right. What are we looking at for? I mean, this through Google or what company is this that we're discussing?
Yeah. Great question. Yeah, our company name is Local Splash. Yeah, we're a full A to Z marketing firm, and we're a premier Google channel partner, and we're a Meta Facebook partner as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, our job, and we specialize in is listing companies on that first page of the Google Map page, maintaining algorithms and targeting cities and areas that you want to cover for your keywords. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
And with the campaign, you can target multiple services and areas. Of course, it just has to be something that you're offering. And that map section is regarded as the top recommended companies whenever someone searches online. We also lock in Facebook advertising. So you'll get the social media campaign bundled in with the search engine. And a quick question. I'm sure you've seen it before, right, Jared? When you kind of go on your personal Facebook page and you start seeing advertising on, you know, some of the things you were just searching a couple of days ago or a couple minutes ago.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy, you know, and Facebook, how it works, it kind of tracks us, right? Whether you're searching on Home Depot's site or you're looking on Google, you're looking on Bing. If you search for a keyword or search phrase, they'll start feeding you advertising on your social media page with that.
That's true. Yeah.
So
it's not the same product in mind, right?
Exactly. It's a high conversion ad. You can showcase videos, photos. You could have a call to action so they could just click and call you directly. So with that, Google and Facebook combined, it's for about 97% of the buying decisions are made when someone searches online. So absolutely.
Yeah.
And exactly what you're getting. But the major benefit with this listing, Jared, is the results and then the exclusivity. Because the position just became available, we are filling it today. So once we work with you, we're going to close out the category, and we can't work with anybody else that does what you do just so we can maximize the results. Absolutely. It's huge. Google changes every day. And I'm sure you see value being placed on search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Pardon me?
I was just saying, I'm sure you see a good value in being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Oh, right, of course. Yeah, you definitely want to be, if you can't be.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you want to be out there, you want to be on the first page, yeah, definitely. I mean, people will investigate the others. They're usually looking for something to pop on that first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And with the listing you're getting, it is our platinum package. So it covers not only just Google and Facebook, but you're locked in on other directory submissions as well that are important for ranking. And I actually sent over a quick text message to you there on your mobile phone.
That.
Oh, nice. And today you're going to get a more than 60% off credit off the platinum package. Yeah, you can also see the 17 years of industry expertise. You see the 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. And a premier partnership badge. It's right above the price. But, normally, Jared, the platinum package is $599. And there's a $299 setup fee. Today, we're going to waive your setup fee and then bring your price down from $599 to just $249 for that platinum package. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Price $249. You'll save more than $400 off the initial investment today. And my clients, I mean, I got to mention, they see a 12-to-1 return on investment just because of everything in that package. So you see it locks in the Google Business Profile, which is that Google Map page. You're also locking in Bing, which is Microsoft's version of Google. So you get Bing Maps. And then also Facebook ads are included. So you get that live ad campaign. And then right below, you see the popular directory submissions. So those are like a Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, Apple Maps, the Better Business Bureau. Any popular directory in your area are bundled in with the first page and the Facebook listing. Mm-hmm. And you can also see the review monitoring, the advanced reporting, and the call conversion tracking. So that all has to do with the account dashboard. So you have a tracking dashboard that allows you to Yeah, track conversion. You can make changes with the ad, any photos or adjustments to the hours that you're open, all with the push of a button with the live dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
So we're literally going to cover you on all bases with that plan and package.
Mm-hmm.
And how about, I would need a website set up though, right? First, so that I have a place to go if they select my, if they hit my hyperlink, they can go and see like, hey, okay, crazy, you know, contracting. Let me see what they're about. Boom. That's what I'm in the market for. That's what I'm,
yeah,
sort of stagnant right now. But I'm hoping to have that done in a few days. And,
yeah. Are you? Do you have someone that you're paying to do that for, or to do that already?
Well, I was actually vetting people. I was vetting a couple of companies and to see about creating the website, just to kind of, you know. So
yeah.
I could,
yeah, it does help. I mean, absolutely, but it's not a requirement. Of course, what we're creating is a listing. So as soon as they click on the ad, it lands on your listing. So they could just click and call you from that digital business card. But I mean, I agree with you. I mean, it's 2022. A lot of people, once they see it, it makes you look professional and it makes them feel comfortable. But
brick and mortar of it. Go right ahead, Andy.
Let me do this. I mean, we are an A to Z marketing firm. So, Jared, we specialize in everything, Google Maps, Facebook, directories. We also build and maintain beautiful, beautiful sites. They're built for conversion. They're mobily optimized. Normally, they're right around $400 to build, maintain, and then host and link on the first page in advertising. Let me do this. I had a credit here last month, and I wasn't able to use it. And what I'm going to do is apply my credit, and I'm going to include the $400 website for free at no additional charge with that platinum package at $249. And absolutely, it's a beautiful site. It's, like I said, built for conversion. You have a technician, really nice, really smart. They'll help you set up the ads, the listing, and then also the site. But, I mean, say if I could, you know, pull some strings, lock in that website with that $249, I'm sure it's fair to give us a shot here monthly so we can show you how good the programming works, right?
That does seem fair. I must admit. Yeah. It does seem like it would be advantageous.
Oh, you're going to love it, no question. And then I take it for you, you probably have before and after pictures of some of the work or maybe a logo that you wanted for that webpage?
That's true. I do have my logo already.
Oh, that's perfect. And if you need photos, we have some really nice, high-quality photos in-house that you can use for the ad.
I would need some.
Sure. No problem. And that'll help you a lot.
But yeah, it would.
Oh, yeah. Let me go ahead and send it here. And then I'm going to send out the request to my director so I can apply that website credit with your package. And while I'm just waiting, I'm just going to create the profile, verify the business name and what I have on file just to make sure we represent you properly on the first page of Google, okay?
Okay.
And verifying the name and how you want it to appear on the first page, I have CRA Construction. Is that correct?
Actually, it's General Contracting.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
General Contracting. Uh-huh.
You got it. Great name. I love the General Contracting at the end. So beautiful.
Yeah.
And then Google does allow just one primary phone number for the first page listing. Would you like to use the 313-354-1434 for new and potential clients?
I would.
All righty. Perfect. And we'll send over a welcome email, Jared, with everything in writing. You'll get your login credentials for your tracking dashboard, also your invoice with everything included in your programming. For you, Jared, what's the best email address for you?
G as in George, C as in cat, J Irwin.
Okay.
That's Jerwin, gcjirwin@gmail.com.
Thank you. Let me go ahead and repeat it back. So I have gcjirwin@gmail.com. Is that right? Thank you, sir. And then just to organize the campaign on RN, what's your last name, Jared?
Irwin, E-R-W-I-N.
Thank you, sir. And if, as far as the business hours and how you want it to appear on the first page of Google, what hours are you open for service calls and phone calls?
9 to 5.
9 to 5. Very nice. And it's just
nine
Monday
to
through...
six. Say 9 to 6. Yeah, nine. Nine to 6. Yeah, Monday through Friday, yeah.
You got it. 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. Awesome. And then once you're done with the job, Jared, clients, how can they pay you? Are you accepting just check and cash, or do you accept Visa, MasterCard, or Zelle as a form of payment?
Yeah, we do. accept all of those Venmo, debt, Cash App,
Oh, very nice. Very advanced. So perfect. I'll put all forms accepted. So perfect. And if you ever want to make any changes to the website, maybe you want to switch over a photo, or you have an ad for fall credit or veteran discounts, or maybe the hours change, any adjustments or changes are included for free with the programming, just for future reference whenever you need to. Okay, Jarrett?
Sure.
Absolutely. And then what I'll do here is just go ahead and apply the credit. I did get the approval for the site, so absolutely we'll bundle that in with the $249. No additional charge for that webpage. And also, since we have you in at a reduced rate, we're going to read off a 90-second voice verification. And this part just outlines the service agreement, that it's month-to-month, there's no contracts or lead fee. And this part is just another added protection for you as well. Okay, Jarrett?
Okay.
All righty. I'm going to apply the credit here. And in terms of securing the campaign for the $249, what would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
I would like to use a Visa.
Sure. Yes, sir. And name on the card, is it your name or the name of the business?
My name.
Okay. And the card number, whenever you're ready, Jarrett, I'll repeat it back to you for accuracy and quality assurance.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah. It is 4931.
Okay.
2100-0285-0007.
Thank you, sir. Expiration date, month and year?
1024.
And the security code on the back of the card?
586.
Thank you so much. And the billing address for the card, is it the same as the office location, the 8106 East Jefferson Avenue, apartment D81?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And then what I'll do here is just go ahead and send this off to the Department of Finance so they can process the payment. Within 2 to 3 minutes, Jerry, you're going to be receiving a text message and then also an email while we're still on the phone together with everything in writing, your terms, your updated pricing. And then what I'll read off now is just the voice verification. And this part just outlines everything we talked about, your updated price. As soon as we're done reading that, we'll lock in a client interview with the tech. And that's where they cover the creating of the site, the keywords, you know, just to make sure we represent you properly across the internet and build that site specifically how you like it. Mm-hmm. So, absolutely.
Sure.
And let me go ahead and grab the paper so we can read off the voice verification here. Just give me one sec. And perfect. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. It's just an added protection for you. So, yes, sir. States, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Craig General Chiropractic.
Thanks, sir. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Jared Irwin, owner.
Thank you, Jared. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
Thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls. Yes, sir. You may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
Nice. And I can kind of quickly explain that. If anybody calls you, Jerry, and they offer a similar service where they want to lock in Google Maps, Facebook ads, build you a site, lock in directories, promote you for your keywords, if you hear things that sound similar, just call us before you pay them. That way you don't pay for two services you already have with us, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, well, thanks, sir. And the last part says, for your payment, an initial term, an account setup will be charged on today's date, which is May 13th, 2022, and the discounted amount of just $249. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, the agreement would automatically renew each month on the same day, the 13th, and the same discounted amount of just $249. Now, you may discontinue or cancel your program at any time by contacting client support. All we ask is just give us a call 3 business days before the next billing is due if you ever wish to discontinue or pause the programming in the future. Now, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All righty. Perfect. I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard here to the Local Splash family. I know it's going to be a phenomenal campaign. There's no question about it, so absolutely. And next order of business here is just locking in the client interview. But before I do that, I just want to make sure I spelled your first name correct. It's a J-A-R-R-E-T-T. Is that correct? Jarrett?
That's correct, yeah.
All righty. Perfect. Just want to double check here. And then I'm going to go ahead and open up the calendar for the technicians. And what they cover is keywords, areas you want to target. They're really nice, really smart. And, of course, we don't expect you to know about analytics or anything like that. You just say, hey, guys, I like 50 right. miles. And we're going to do the back-end research on exactly where they're searching. So let's go ahead and open it up here. And it looks like I do have an open slot. It looks like there's one available for today at, looks like 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock this afternoon. Would that be a good time to call you back?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, awesome. And again, they're really nice, really smart. They also have some really high-quality photos, so if you want to use some of ours for your listing, you could definitely use them. And I'm actually, hold on a second, I'm getting a message back. Looks like with the Department of Finance, looks like with that Visa, looks like there's insufficient funds for the 249. Was there a different card that you want to use to secure the campaign?
Shucks. The only other card I would have, no, it should be money in there, but the only other card I have, I have to go get out of the P.O. box because I had to change the card. I lost the card, a corner of it bent off from a dollar ladder, and I had to pick it up. Can I give you, it's my bank card, but it's not, I don't have it just yet.
Yeah, absolutely. We can take that. You said, no problem. I can take another card down. Is it a Visa, MasterCard?
No, let me see if you have show it on the Chase account.
Sure thing.
Show it. Let me see. I haven't seen this card yet. I haven't. It tells me the last 4 digits, but it doesn't show.
Sure. And if you have a checking account, we could definitely use that to get it started. Then later on, you could always switch over the billing information on your dashboard. So that could also be used as well.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this also, Andy. So
yes,
as people come in to the site, they have my immediate number, and that's how they contact me, or do they send, is there some notice that's sent to my email also?
Really good question. Yeah, the way that works is they click and call you directly from just doing a search, and then once they go onto the site, there's a call to action right at the corner where they could just click, and it'll call you on your phone. Mm-hmm. So they communicate with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we do have a programming that is kind of like a business line for your phone. And what that is, it's the same exact number, but it'll display as a different number for your clients. And then once they call, it goes directly to your phone. And then that's it comes with a tracking system. So you could track the calls. You could track and also view the recordings if you kind of want to listen to the call, if you kind of missed the address. So that's also included with that website and programming if you want to take advantage of that business phone line as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's also included in there. Oh, okay. That's really cool.
Yeah, people love it because it organizes everything. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Try this MasterCard. Try my MasterCard from my Robinhood account. 5548-8500-1192. 7973.
God, you kind of cut out at the 8500. It said 99. What was after that? I'm sorry.
No. After 8500, it was 1192.
1192. Okay. And then.
Yes, and then 7973.
7973.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Expiration month and year.
6/24.
And the security code on the car.
725.
Awesome. And the billing address for this card is the same as the office, the 8106 East Jefferson Ave?
No, this one, wait a minute, let me think. Yeah, it probably is, yeah.
Sure. Let me go ahead and send it here. And before I do that, I'm just going to repeat it back so I have it correct. And so I have a MasterCard. And name on the card is your name, right? Jared Irwin?
That's accurate. Yep, yep.
Awesome. And I have 5548-8500-1192-7973.
That's accurate.
Okay, I have 6 of 24. Is the expiration?
Yep.
Okay, and then I do have a card, CVV is 725, excuse me.
That's accurate. That's accurate, 725.
You got it. Let me go ahead and send this off to the Department of Finance. They can process the payment. Mm-hmm. And within two, 3 minutes, you'll get a welcome email and a welcome text.
Right.
And let me go ahead and make sure I send that off here. Perfect. And make the adjustment for the MasterCard. And then, I'm also going to open up the calendar. And you said today at 4 o'clock, that was a good time to call you for that technician call, right?
That is. Yeah, that's fine. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, they're really, really cool. They actually have a live analytics on how people are searching, you know, where people are searching the most. So you guys could kind of go back and forth on what areas you want for those high profit areas. So absolutely. Let me go ahead and make sure here. I don't know. Let me just double check here. 7973 6. Yeah, might have something invalid with the card number. I'm not sure why it would
be. No.
Let me just double check.
No. 5548-8500-1192-7973.
Got it. 5548-8500-1192-7973. Mm-hmm. And then six of 24 and then 725 is the card number on the back.
That's accurate. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be like maybe
on my Robinhood account? Let me see.
Oh yeah.
I'm on my Robinhood account now, and there's more than enough money there to cover.
You got
what
it.
Trying to do.
Let me send it right now. And then just to make sure the address is the same, right? 8106.
Wait a minute. Do this one. Do this address.
Yes, sir.
459 for the account. I mean, 459 Fox Hills Drive.
Okay.
Fox Hills Drive North, Bloomfield Hills, Michigan.
Got it.
48304.
48304. Okay, that might have been it, because sometimes if it's the billing, it'll throw it off. But let me
uh-huh.
move it over.
Yeah.
No problem. So,
if it's not, then it might be my P.O. box. I can't recall when I opened this joker.
Oh, it's okay.
My P.O. box, but I think.
No worries. Yeah, we'll try both of them. So 459 North Fox Hills Drive, Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Is that correct?
Yeah, probably North Fox Hills Drive.
Okay. Awesome. And then, awesome. Zip code is 48304, just to verify, right?
That's accurate, yep.
All right. Let me send this over one more time. And perfect.
Yes, please.
And let me see here. Yeah, whenever I have to always resubmit it into the – look, it might give me one.
Yeah, I understand. And I'm sorry. I'm doing – I got to go get
okay.
that bank card. I usually use cash to avoid, you know, because I'm, you know –
Right, yeah, it's okay. No worries. Yeah, it happened.
Then I have.
Yeah, we'll get it sorted away right now. And absolutely, let me send
it
now.
It's my P.O. box. It's
40037.
That'll be good.
Alrighty, let me send it now. So let me go ahead and see here. So 459 North Fox Hill Drive, Bloomfield Hills, 48304. Okay, I'm just going to review it just for myself just so I have it correct. And perfect, let me send it now. And it should ping in. And as soon as you get your text, it'll just say your name. Jared, thank you for choosing local / we sent everything in writing to your email. And then it's also going to have a live link where it asks to click here to accept the subscription terms. So that just has everything in writing, your updated price. You're getting a $400 website also bundled in with the campaign. Mm-hmm. So absolutely. Let me go ahead and send it here. Yeah, it looks like it's still coming up as an invalid account, a number. So absolutely. Let me go ahead and...
let me put it a different billing address, because it may be my
yeah.
P.O. box, Andy, and that may be the address.
Sure.
The card is right. I can give it all to you again, though, but.
Yeah, no, we have it right. We sent it back to each other like three
okay.
times.
Yeah,
what's
address,
the P.O. box?
The address, the P.O. box is 22200 West 11 Mile Road, 2034, Southfield, Michigan.
Got it. West 11 Mile Road.
4807. Yep.
4807.
You're right.
You got it. Let me go ahead and put it in here. So you have, just repeat it back. So I have 22200 West 11 Mile Road.
Yeah.
And that's zip code 48037.
That's accurate, yeah.
All righty, let me send that off now. So give me 1 second. I'm just going to put it into the Google system so it has it all correct for me. And perfect, give me 1 second here. Awesome, and that's the Southfield, right? Southfield, Michigan?
That's accurate.
Okay, let me send it now. And perfect. And there's no P.O. box number or anything like that? It's just the actual address of the...
No, it's 2034. That's the box number, 2034.
Okay, let me put it in here. So
P.O. Box 2034.
Mm-hmm. 2034. Perfect. So let me put it in.
Yes, sir.
P.O. Box. Awesome. Yeah, let me submit it now. And then, awesome. And then these, as far as the location for the physical address, is it the 11, is it the other address as far as the physical location, the Fox Hills Drive?
Yeah,
or is it
the physical, oh, yeah. I don't know. It's the 2222. 00 West 11 Mile. That's the physical address.
That's the new one. Okay. You guys just want to put it here so I can take all the other ones out when I... Awesome.
Yeah,
let
you
me...
can take all the other ones away, please. Yeah.
Yeah.
It must not be them because
you can't. You got it. So P.O. Box 2034. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah. No, that's cool, man. That's cool.
Okay. Give me 1 second here. And I'm going to submit it now. Update it. Yeah, kind of weird. It's still showing up as an invalid account number. I don't know why. That's.
What the fuck is that about?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Now that's stressing me out. Yeah, because.
Wow.
Let me see.
And let me.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I got my credit card.
Sure thing.
I'm on Indigo account and that should work. I'm looking at the money there. I'm giving you the card.
Okay.
Let me see what my address is. See where am I? That doesn't make any sense. So for this statement, brokerage account statement. Let me see what my address is on here. No, it is my account here. It is the 8106 East Jefferson D811 Detroit 48214. That's the account. That's my address.
Okay, let me resubmit that one then. So, yeah, I'm not sure why.
Yeah, yeah. 8106 East Jefferson Avenue, D as in David, 811, Detroit, Michigan, 48214.
Got it. And that's for the MasterCard that you just gave me, right?
That's for the MasterCard. Yep.
Yeah, okay, let me.
And the card is 55-00-1192-7973-624-725.
You got it. Let me go ahead and resubmit it because I think we tried two different addresses. We didn't try that the first address for that MasterCard.
I don't think we did. Yeah.
Because we tried North Fox Hills and then we tried the P.O. Box, but we didn't try that first one. But let me send that over right now. Give me 1 second here.
Yeah, it's on the account. So I know I'm looking at the money in the account, and it's the card is in my hand. It's not shut off. I used it.
Yep.
Like 3 days ago to get lunch.
I believe it. Absolutely. Let me send it now, and let me put it in. So you said that's apartment D811, right, just to verify?
D811. That's accurate. Yeah.
All righty. Let me go ahead and put it in. Awesome. And then give me about 2 seconds here, and should be all squared away. Awesome. Let's see here. So got it. Let me just go and verify one more time. So it's 8106 East Jefferson Ave, apartment D811, Detroit, and that's 48214.
That's
accurate,
yeah.
Awesome. Now let me jump into billing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's and really weird.
Billing address too.
Alrighty. Awesome. And I'm going to submit that now because, yeah, I don't know why. We have kind of weird. We have to always resubmit everything manually, so it kind of throws us off. But let me just go ahead and do it here by hand, and give me 1 second. Awesome, and then that's Detroit, Michigan. Awesome, and I think, you see here, they put an apostrophe. Okay, perfect. Trying to make sure. That's 48214. All right, let me submit it now. July of 24, or 6 of 24, so that's June, right?
June. That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. We submit it now. And then 725. I apologize for this. I'm not sure what was going on, but let me see here. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it does say, for some reason, insufficient funds now for the MasterCard. So I'm not...
Yeah. No, it's... No, I got $508 liquidated. $508.63 right now. Sitting here. And my account's up $214 today.
$214?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. It should be $249 for the total, but yeah.
No, you're $249. No. It should be there. I have $508. So it should be available to you to get. You should be able to
Yeah, let me see here. 1, 2. Awesome. Let me maybe try to resubmit it over. Maybe usually it's pretty accurate, but let me just make sure. It's kind of weird. I'm not sure why. Kind of let me see here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it says decline. Yeah, deposit to broker in total $500 local splash. It has it right there.
You might need to transfer it over to like maybe your personal account, or I'm not sure how that works.
Right, transfer money, deposit money to your Robinhood account.
Yep.
Let me see. They got it where I can't use it so funds in your account can be withdrawn unless they are available to an instant deposit or set aside for spending limit orders. Let me see. Dude.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
No.
Yep.
No,
And I don't use that, but I use Acorn, so it's kind of similar, so I kind of understand how it kind of works.
I already have an account. I'm going to give you the new,
Sure.
I already had a card, though. What is, this don't make any sense.
Yes, sir. And it also, Jared, you know, you also have access to switch over any kind of billing information through your dashboard. So if you want to use a card now and then always switch it over later on, you always have access to do so whenever you want to make changes.
Huh?
I was just mentioning it. Yeah, you also have access to make any adjustments to the card information on the billing through the dashboard. So if you want to use a card now to secure it and then later on switch it to a different one, you could always do so with the push of a button on your smartphone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So, man, this is so bugging out. I just...
You want me to just try to give it one more shot? Maybe it kind of clear out, or because you got the message that it declined, right?
Yeah, I'm doing it. Yeah, you'll need to kind of activate that now.
Yeah, go ahead.
They so full of crap, man. Instead of giving my card number, what's my card number? I had a card number when I was in the crypto transfer statement. Jesus Christ, man. What about this card? I just transferred another $300 over here. And now
okay.
I've got $800 sitting there, but it's not showing it on the card. It's showing it in my brokerage account. I don't need buying power. I have a card. I want to use the card. That's what I was
right.
using.
Usually how, like, yeah, I don't use Robinhood, but Acorns is kind of similar with the investments and stuff. So what happens with me, when I want to transfer funds from my Acorns, it'll just transfer to my personal big banking account. So that might be what it's asking for, unless they gave you, like, an actual card.
Yeah, you said that. I have a physical card in my hand, and I was using it. I've been
That's
using
different.
It to make, you know, you can use this card, and...
It's like a Robinhood debit card?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Robinhood debit card. It's exactly what it is, and you can use it to order stuff, buy stuff and everything.
Hello?